On today's episode, we discuss the pros and cons of growing up in the 90s versus today. Look, the 90s were just way better because that's when we grew up. We talk about fighting Mike Tyson, get out of jail free cards, a bunch of different shenanigans, and then you know we're drafting something. What are we drafting? Well, you're going to have to stay tuned to find out. Tell your friends about the podcast and enjoy.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Let's be that boop bap deep top potato too.
Tongue of Viola.
You're doing a quarterback there?
I accidentally ended with Tua.
Okay.
So, you got to carry that through.
Through
you know what I'm talking about. Through,
I actually, I was a pretty big fan because of sticking the landing, having a little bit of, I don't know if it was vibrato, but it had some action at the end.
Yeah.
You gave more energy to the ending than you normally do, and I loved it. And
usually by the ending, I'm inside of myself.
Usually the ending's where you fall apart.
That's what
and,
I mean.
And for those who are not on the YouTube, youtube.com/
Did you just ask me? Yes, you're right.
I don't know if
YouTube.com/spitballers.
Okay.
Real big fan of that,
right?
That old address.
I didn't know if it was Spitballers Pod or,
No.
I don't keep track of these things.
No.
But
that's for Al.
This was Jason announced right before the music starts. This is the most unprepared he's ever been for a scat. And doing so caused Andy to pull out his phone, record for extra pressure. Mm-hmm. I saw that. I was able to get mine out in a recording just in time.
Mm.
So
3D.
But I will commend you because the extra pressure made you perform.
Some people buckle,
people
rise up.
Clutch gene.
Let's go.
I am curious, though, when you said you're the most unprepared you've ever been, is that's not a very wide scale on the like.
Well, it's impressive because when I say
it's a matter of seconds,
least
difference,
prepared
right?
I've ever been. You know, a lot of times, let's say you have a bad game. You're playing basketball. You can't hit a shot. And you're like, well, I can't go – nowhere to go but up.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to have that
right.
and then still go lower. But
we're excited to have all of you with us, Spitwad. Spitballerspod.com is the website. You can head over there, find out how you can become an official supporter of the pod, get early access to episodes and a bunch of other cool perks. I think we give you Al Borland's home address, things of that nature.
Speaking of Al,
yeah,
we should let the people
yes,
know.
Absolutely.
About 22 episodes in advance that we've got another Al Borland sket coming on episode 166.
We decided because episode 83 was the Al Borland scat that every 83 episodes is about the right cadence to torture him. Like,
now,
we don't want to be mean. We could have had him do it today.
Yeah.
But I think we're giving you a gift. And I hope you see it as a gift, Al, because I mean, we can upgrade the opportunities for you. How you feeling?
Silence. Oh, man. Yeah, I'd rather not stew on this for the next 22 weeks, but
we won't. We would never do that.
We won't do that.
Countdown, though.
What I will do is make a chain.
Paper chain. Mm-hmm. You can do it at home, Spitwads, if you want. Eventually, he will break out another scat. And from what I'm hearing, that was one of the most popular episodes ever. And if you want to go listen, it's episode 83.
People say he nailed that scat.
Because he did.
And
he really did.
So I feel like the bar super high now.
You're right.
From my understanding, from what I've heard, he said he's going to crush what he did last time.
That's what I think he's probably thinking. Yes. Instagram.com/spitballerspod.
I wasn't joking about the paper chain, Al. I need you to make one of those.
Yeah,
for
that's
yourself.
Actually.
I got to make my own chain?
Yeah.
It's almost a perfect definition of your job around here. You make your own chain. All right. Would you rather time?
Would you rather?
All right, Chad from our Patreon community says, would you rather your kids grow up when you did, so in our case, the 80s and 90s, or have them grow up when they are now?
Hmm.
So, like, this is
technology or less technology.
Yeah, it really boils down to that. It's multi, like I have a reaction. I have a quick reaction answer.
Okay.
Or maybe.
Hit me.
You guys will talk me out. I think I would rather them grow up when I grew up.
Okay. And why?
I think it's the technology piece. Just being able to, it's a blessing and a curse to have the technology we have today. We're more distracted. The numbers bear out that kids today growing up with technology are more depressed than they were in our era of growing up, because there's a lot of social media. That the best example of that I can give is, we all grew up when, you know, you needed to dress cool at school, right? Like you go and,
oh yeah, Massimo.
Sure, the
Stussy.
Pressure. Put on those Adidas with the three stripes shoes.
No, there's no fear over here.
No fear.
No fear.
Some Guess jeans,
starter jackets.
Yeah. So but here's what happens is, you'd go to school, you'd feel that pressure and you'd feel that you know, the difficulties.
Right.
And then you would go home and it's over.
And you were safe.
You were safe.
Yes.
And you'd go on vacation with your family. And guess what? You were safe.
Kids can't make fun of my Payless shoes anymore.
That's
when
right.
I'm at home.
When I go on vacation for a week with my family. Now, with the phone in your pocket, kids can persist with the pressure to always be kind of performing or there, as, you know, the pressure can hit you. So I think it's, I mean, that's a little deeper for the Spitballers podcast than I meant to.
I love it. I love it.
But I think that's the truth. I think we grew up and we didn't know how good we had it, even though we have really cool technology now.
Well, I know that, you know, the three of us are in that very itty-bitty tiny window where we're not really associated with any of the...
Zennials.
Right, right.
As we are called.
We're not millennials. We're not
Gen X.
Gen X. Because we had both. We had the technology and we had the phone hanging on the wall, and no computer in the house. We
had
a 60-foot
cord
things.
To walk around the house.
Now here's the other side of this question though. I want, so, and it's still on the technology front. I want my kids to get to teleportation or something just awesome. And if they grow up now, you know what I mean? Like,
right. Their odds of teleportation are higher than ours.
Exactly right. I want to know what they're going to see, even if I don't get to see it. And if they grew up when I grew up, then, well, now we're the same age. that's a problem.
That's a problem into itself.
I'm your dad. We're the same age.
What do you think, Mike?
My entire argument was what Jason brought up of I'm sure every generation thinks we are the best generation, but
we are.
Wait, but we're the best.
Right.
Having the experience of being I wasn't a latchkey kid, but you know, the latchkey kids where you go outside.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You play outside all day. But then the Nintendo shows up, so you spend some days inside playing Nintendo all day, but then you also do go outside, and now we are just so overrun with tech, and I'm guilty. I am the problem because I love tech, so, and I want to buy my children tech. And then I'm like, why are you so reliant on this technology that I keep buying for you every Christmas and your birthday?
It's 100% true.
Like, you need to stop playing video games.
I'm always,
also, here's a brand new video
right.
You should check it out.
Have you seen this? I'm always waiting for my kids to finally have the retort when I'm like, hey, get off your phones. You can't always be staring at your phone. When they go, but you are.
Oh, yeah.
They like, give me that. And
I'm always on my phone.
And I've got nothing as a reply other than, I'm older than you.
I'm doing work over here. Business.
Dad, you're playing Candy Crush.
It is. There was a
this is a research project.
Mathematics. There is. It's proven, and there was a movie about this, but you do look back at previous generations, and you romanticize all of them. So if you grew up in the 80s and 90s, now we're looking back, we're going, those were the golden years. Everybody thinks the previous generation was the golden
years.
There
was also some real stupid stuff, though. Hey, I'm going to drop you off at the mall. I have no way to contact you, get a hold of you, find out where you are. You can't get a hold of us. I'll come back around 5. Hopefully, we find each other.
Oh, man, they'd have to use paper maps or MapQuest.
I like the fact that, you know, if my daughter's going down to the park in our neighborhood, I got a phone. I can contact her. I can see
you
where she's
GPS
at. Darn right I do. I know right where you are.
Now, one of my strongest memories, like relating to that, is being at the skating rink. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if skating rinks are still happening and cool. I imagine that they still have, like,
I don't think those have gone out of style.
They still have some value and everything. But and I would skate, and they had an arcade, so all my quarters.
So you wouldn't skate. Got it.
Yeah. No. the skating was very minimal compared to the arcade time.
One loop around and Ninja Turtles, here we come.
You ever played Ninja Turtles and ice skates?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And so my quarters would go in there, and they also had the snack bar, which was overpriced.
Yeah.
But my point is, by the end of the day, I would be out of money, and I'd be out of quarters, and I would have no way to call except this thing called the collect call.
Oh.
Where somehow I pick up the telephone. I'm like, charge my parents even more money.
That's so funny.
Even though they gave me money to be here.
You had a choice to save one quarter to call them, and you'd rather collect call them and get through another level.
That is correct.
This reminds me, I was explaining to my daughter, this is this week, because her friend sent her about 700 messages in a row that had no content, just like a space sent, trying to get attention. And I was like,
wait, this is the thing, they just spam?
Just spam messages.
So it's like a little tiny bubble?
Yeah, exactly right. And I said to her,
what?
These used to cost per message.
Yes.
I mean, it would have been the way we text that would have been like $2 million phone bills to get these per message charges.
I know I'm getting charged, but I'm also getting you charged.
Why do they still say text message rates may apply
because there's still some plans out there where you can go with, you know, like a $10 cell phone bill because you pay per.
That'll soon become a feature of discretion, like charging you per message and tweet, just so that you know that you're doing something of value. All right. Well, that was a fun trip down memory lane.
I'm having them grow up the old way.
Yeah.
The better way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The better way. Like we did.
Drink out of that hose, kid.
You'll live.
Yeah, that's right. Jason from Twitter, not you, but somebody else with your name. You have to fight Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson in their prime.
The same time?
I don't know. Let's find out. Who would you rather bring with you to fight to give you the best odds of survival?
Oh, man, yes.
Two clones of yourself.
Okay.
8 President Bidens. 100 aggressive hamsters. This is not a would you rather question, is it?
This is most certainly not a would you rather question.
Who would you rather?
He's highlighting, Al's highlighting, who would you rather bring?
Usually a would you rather is a this or that.
That's fine. I don't really care. Two clones
of
yourself.
There's supposed to be rules here.
What can 8 President Bidens do at this
point? Nothing except you feel.
Are there stairs?
Oh, no. Look, he's too old to fight. And you would just be, it's like bringing in your grandfather to a fight and just knowing that you're gonna get your grandfather killed.
What if you just hold his hand and you hope that, like, the empathy saves you? You know, you wouldn't hit an old man, would you?
Okay.
Wouldn't hit a man with glasses, would you?
Right?
No, that's an interesting argument. And they could get in the way.
I mean, the truth is,
if there's 8 President Bidens there, that those are 8 punches.
That's 6 punches. One of them's going to fall and domino 2 others. You know it.
From Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson. Yeah, 5 to 6 punches.
Are these hamsters discretionary? Like, will they only attack Tyson and Ali?
Yes. They've got to be. They're on your side.
I'm going to still die. I don't think any of these situations, I'm not dead.
This is, would you rather, how do you want to die is what the question is.
With old men around you?
Yo, you got to take the hamsters. You got to hope that Ali or Tyson has a rodent fear, because we were just watching video of a mice plague going on. Now,
looked like a bad time.
Imagine that those are just hamsters. 100 hamsters, that's going to be a lot. And if they are aggressive, they can climb. They might be able to help you out.
I know, like, you know, look, a lot of the power in these punches comes from your base, right?
Yeah.
Comes from your feet. Well, if you're stepping on hamsters.
If you're slipping on hamster guts, you're not going to be throwing very strong haymakers.
I'm definitely taking 2 clones of myself. I'm definitely.
If I were you, I would take two clones too.
If I were you, too.
I feel like.
You could take 3 punches.
We could run. And then, like I said, this is choose how you're losing this fight.
That's
this is
right.
Not. But I want to lose
myself. New segment, choose how you lose.
I mean, honestly, if it was, so this is a 3-on-2 situation, which if it was a 2-on-1, like, I would still lose. So, I mean, there's no chance.
Is there any way that you could get kind of in between them and do the duck so that Tyson punches Ali or Ali punches Tyson? That's how you need to position them on opposite sides of you and see if you could duck.
Well, you'd have to have Ali be the striker, because Tyson, he doesn't have long arms. He's not going to overreach my wide body and hit Muhammad Ali behind
him. I like the part where Andy's proposing a theoretic scenario where he's going to be able to duck a punch from Muhammad Ali Mike Tyson.
That's right.
He's going to be able to time that up. You're going to duck right into their fist.
Hamsters are awful, by the way. They're the worst creatures on the planet.
I like hamsters.
Look, here's what hamsters do. Let me just remind you.
Yeah.
Because we had them as kids. They bite you.
Some do.
They are up at night and sleep during the day.
That is correct.
So they just make noise and dig up your carpet at night because they escape their stupid cage.
Wait, your hamsters were escaping?
All the time.
What kind of crappy cages are you putting them in?
A big cardboard box.
And then when you buy them cool stuff, like the tubes, the colorful tubes, or you build them something.
They don't use that.
They don't use it. They just go sit in the corner.
At least they smell good.
And they poop. Oh, no, they smell horrible.
But they will use the ball.
I have a bad hamster story.
Oh, no.
Do you want it?
Yeah, of course I want it.
Maybe.
Our hamsters.
All right. Let's
you got a bad one, too?
No. Mike and I just wanted to make sure this is.
I got you.
We know there's people out there that have bad hamster stories.
I'm with you. we had hamsters as a young kid, and I don't know how we got to this point, but we hated them so much that we decided that we were going to we're going to release them into the wild.
A hamster?
A hamster.
First of all,
are there wild
hamsters? What is the wild for hamsters?
There is no wild for hamsters.
Where do hamsters come from?
Well, we thought maybe the forest.
Okay.
Does hamster have a pee in it?
No, it's not hamster.
Okay. All right, good. I'm glad
that's where you put your dirty laundry.
That in the highway to spell. He would have gone hamster.
That one would have been embarrassing. I think I would have gone hamster.
So we drove up north with our hamsters in the back of the car, and we pulled over at a forest, and we released the hamsters.
Okay. You murdered your hamsters. It wasn't just like a quick.
But actually what happened is when we released them and we started walking back to the car, we turned around and looked. And we saw so many snake holes that we went and recollected them and put them back in the... And then we gave them away. Okay. So the story didn't end with us killing the hamsters. But, I don't think there's wild hamsters. I don't think
they have to be wild.
Hamsters are found throughout much of Europe and Asia.
Okay.
Now that's hamsters with a P.
No, Google corrected that. They said, did you mean hamsters? I said, well, yes, I did, Google. Thank you.
What do we have? Tarantulas. Tarantulas and hamsters. Austin from the website. Would you rather have one real get out of jail free card or a key that opens any door?
That's a good question.
Is it
a one time key the way it's a one time get out of jail free? Because if it's just a universal, I can open any door forever.
No.
It's just,
oh, okay. I read it as it was you would just have a skeleton key forever. You're saying this is a one-time...
I imagine that's the intent, is that you can get into one place
that's
that you want to get into.
That's a much more fair...
Yeah, it's very hard. Okay, we'll do it that way because otherwise it's... Yeah,
yes, but I mean, give me the key.
You could walk right up to the White House and you put the key in and you go right
and
in.
You can get shot in the face.
Also, you can go to jail and get out infinitely if you have a key that can open up any door.
That's a good point.
Oh, you're loopholing this bad dog.
Yeah, so it's a one time.
I believe they take your possessions when you go to jail.
Not where I put them.
Well, and look, you don't. The hamster. So the key, you don't want to take the key and then go to jail because even though you let yourself out with the key, you're still guilty of the crime. The get out of jail free card, it's a free pass. It's a purge night.
Dude, that's actually pretty cool because I feel like there are white collar crimes that, you know, it's like, I'm going to do this thing
like
that's going to
get some insider trading going on.
Insider trading or you know, that can still hurt
people. Or just drive 100 like, miles an hour for as long as you can until you go to jail.
I'm thinking, let's say you rob a bank, right?
Okay.
It's FDIC insured, you know, it's uh-huh. the insurance is going to take care of it. Nobody's losing their money. I'm taking the money and I hide that money. The money's never found, but I get caught. I go to jail, but boom, bam, I'm out. I am free.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no double jeopardy. So when I take that money out of the hole I put it in, I'm fine.
Okay. So let's say you're robbing the bank and you're getting the money, but you know this is a one-time thing.
Right.
Are you more polite on this robbery? Are you trying to do this as like politely as you can? Because you're just trying to use up your get out of jail free card here. You're not trying to be a mean guy. You're just trying to take advantage.
I think what's important here is that I succeed in the, because I, you know, I would imagine I can go to jail for attempted bank robbery
yes,
as
can.
Well,
yeah,
and that would not be worth it. That'd be like,
this guy didn't get any money. Let him off.
That took some time out of my year. So I've got to really focus on a successful bank robbery, and I don't think polite is
no.
the way to go there.
So you would you bring a real gun?
Oh man, I feel like I would.
Or would
much,
you do the jacket, the hand in the jacket?
I would not do the hand in the jacket. I want to believe.
It's a big gun in here.
I want to believe I would do more the hack planning, you know, like think Ocean's
sure
11.
Sure you would.
Your Ocean's 11?
Yeah, I'm going to need some help, guys.
They don't have get out of jail free cards. You just.
But they don't know Jason does.
Right?
They're all in jail and Jason's like, check this out.
Suckers, I get your portion.
Could you rob a. Would you? What if you just brought like a stick of dynamite? Is that effective?
Do you hold it up while it's
yes.
on fire? Like
no, you can't light it.
Oh, okay,
that is not effective.
Hurry!
I'll light this thing.
Yeah,
but then you just get tackled and like, I mean, it takes a while, right?
Then they just lick their fingers.
Yes, and or let's say I light it. Okay, 1 minute from now, I have nothing else to my. Credit here. I can't get out of any situation. If I throw that thing at the safe and it blows up, now I'm just an unarmed man. Alternatively, what would we use the key on? What would you, if you could get into any one
oh,
place?
Man.
Can you use that on the International Space Station?
Sure. You just gotta get there. It doesn't get you there.
I don't think you need a key to get in there.
There's no key on that
you need
door.
An airlock.
Oh no, guys. I just got here. I left my key at home. Oh no.
Better turn this thing around.
Yeah, I can't think of like a place that I'd really want to get into that is locked that I'm not supposed to outside of again some kind of vault. Which it all comes down to how would you like to get your money? And I guess in the end, I would rather get the money and not go to jail and have to get out of jail. I would rather.
This has been a ride. I've enjoyed it.
I feel like, I mean, security aside, you would have to find some place where it would be super awesome to have to take a selfie, essentially.
Mm.
You're like.
Not supposed to be here.
Yeah. You're like, look who got into.
I don't know.
Where you're gonna break
I can't
in.
Imagine where you want to be.
All I can think of is like tourist places. You're like, look who got in the Taj Mahal. You're like, yeah, me too. I just went there. We visited.
We had a tour set up.
Because all these places,
tour guide.
The things holding us back is not just a locked door for most of these places.
Right. It's like you said. I could get right in the White House, and then they'll be like,
"Yo,
sir, please put your hands behind your back."
What, sir? Did you take the key or the get out of jail free?
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break and then we'll go into That's a Great Question.
That's a Great Question.
All right, Christian from our Patreon community.
Oh, thank you for your support.
Yeah. What is that? Jointhespit.com? Is that the?
That's one way.
Spitwadsquad.com.
That's another
way. Wait, that works too?
Spitballerspod.com.
Yeah.
I'm really glad I brought that up. Why is the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile the only food-shaped vehicle, and what food product deserves its own self-shaped vehicle?
Ooh, a carrot for sure, because that's how all of my drawings as a kid, my race cars were always
Your
carrots.
Your car's a carrot?
They were all carrots?
They weren't actual carrots, but, you know, aerodynamics. And so I just thought, like, all my cars, I was like, this would be the fastest car in
so
the world.
So you drew, like, the Cybertruck.
Right, exactly. I just drew a triangle with wheels on it, thinking that would cut through the wind.
I mean, I think it would. I think your carrot design is pretty good.
And it works out. I mean, I think the reason is...
Unless it was a backwards carrot, in which case the aerodynamics would be very bad.
It would be bad. But the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, like, it can still fit in a lane. It's
you need to have a food that can fit in a lane.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the length,
like a corn on a cob mobile.
It's not very wide.
Ooh.
Yeah, that could work.
Does it get to spin as it goes?
But see, this
like
is
like a cement truck.
This is, that would be all right. It would. I don't know why. I guess.
Oh, just
that's
for,
how you
I
eat
mean,
it.
Look, you'd say I don't know why.
Why do you need a corn on the cob truck?
Why is there a Wienermobile?
Well, for marketing, Oscar Mayer was smart to market with it. Corn doesn't need a real marketing pitch. We need to find something that needs a marketing pitch. A brand. Is there a brand of, you know, like a Snickers mobile, you know, something like that.
Like squash?
Oh.
Because squash is the worst. The
no worst. Amount of marketing is going to fix that.
No, hot dogs are delicious.
Yeah.
You know, corn on the cob is great. No.
No one wants squash?
No one wants squash. They would literally be trying to get that thing in an accident. It's like, get it off the road. I'll just T-bone it. Now a T-bone driving down the road, that's delicious.
A hamburger would be too wide.
Yeah, that would not work.
And hamburgers sell themselves. You don't need a vehicle selling a hamburger.
Yeah, so it's got to be thin. It doesn't necessarily have to be long. We might be you know, in our head because of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. It's just got to be
it could be like
narrow.
like a gobstopper, just a big old circle.
Yeah, like with a dome on top.
Yeah.
Now, does it have wheels or does it just roll?
It's one of those gyros from the Jurassic Park movies.
It's just a hamster wheel.
Yeah, yes, hamster powered.
I think we solved that. Steve from the website, if you could keep only one monthly subscription of any kind, so all your TV and your music and your software and your newspapers, what would you choose? You only get one monthly subscription. Oof. Let's name the important ones.
Now, is your internet service a subscription?
You bet it is.
Then done. I mean, nothing else works without it. Right? I mean, I'm not getting magazines in the mail.
Well, I guess that question, it might not count because that's a utility. Because then you'd be like, is your electricity bill a subscription?
Ooh, that's good. All right. So
no utility.
We have internet.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're talking
TV,
cable. Do you want to keep your cable?
Netflix.
Disney Plus.
Spotify, Apple, music.
All the different streaming service options, like Disney Plus or Hulu or Netflix or yada.
Is there a software or a publication that you can think of that you can't live without?
What's your longest running subscription? That's what I'm going to transition this question into. What is your longest running sub?
Probably Netflix.
I think it has to be Netflix.
I think mine is actually the Google Drive storage. For email.
What? Wait, you can pay Google?
You can pay Google for more storage. I think that one's been free because you always needed more. You know what I'm talking about, Al?
My email is...
Or like the iCloud subscription for storage.
Okay, that makes more sense. What are you putting in your Google storage?
Ah, huge files. Just huge files.
I have so much data.
It's just my emails.
Yeah, I've had...
I got a lot of pirated movies. Braveheart and...
You could set your phone to also back up all your photos and videos and stuff to that drive.
You don't, so. Neither of you pay for storage?
Not on Google.
I pay
on
for
Apple,
iCloud,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Apple gives you
what
nothing.
What are you putting on iCloud?
Yeah. Well, but
that was
I mean,
your
I've,
that was
I've,
your
had a, I've had a Gmail
Why do I
for,
sound like Grover?
Hey! I got a question.
How is the answer to this question not Netflix? That's what I want to know. It's like, how for
I'm
anybody,
trying.
For
I'm
anybody
trying.
In the world, how would it not be Netflix? Because... That's all of the best shows. I mean, there's good ones elsewhere.
Yeah,
but like primarily, they're the shark in the water.
Coca-Cola of the
exactly. They're the primary.
They are. I think I like Disney Plus more though. But I'm also more of a movie person than a.
You're a
than
big
a show.
Disney Plus fan.
Oh, it's fantastic. Like
I'm fine with it.
I because I can watch. I can sit down and watch. not any Pixar movie. They do have a couple ones that you don't prefer, but almost any Pixar movie, anytime. I can watch the classic Disney cartoons. All the Marvel stuff is there, and I can sit down and watch a Marvel movie whenever.
Yeah, that really fits. Disney Plus fits Mike.
Yes.
I made it for me. I am right there with you. Like, I probably watch, if I'm sitting down by myself, I would go to Disney Plus because I would probably be watching a
Both
Marvel
of you
something.
Guys. Yeah. Yeah. Not me.
Yeah. I think in the end, though, I got to take Netflix.
All right. Noah from the website, on episode 109, you taught me how to distinguish a pond from a lake.
We're going to need a reminder on this one, Noah.
Now, please help clarify the difference between the woods, a forest, and a jungle.
Okay. Okay.
The jungle's very easy.
Yeah.
Is there a tiger in it? That's the answer.
Yeah, okay.
Is a tiger living here?
Yes.
Now, I've never seen a tiger in a forest.
No, they don't live in forests.
I've never seen a tiger in the woods.
No, they don't live there.
But tigers live in the jungle.
That's
pretty
right.
Pretty sure there's forest tigers.
But
okay, well, how about panthers?
Jungle.
Panther's a jungle creature.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, so it's tigers and panthers.
Now here,
yeah, you got to have both.
I got a problem for you now.
Uh-oh.
We can figure out the jungle with the tigers and the panthers.
Yeah.
But, guys, bears live in the woods and bears live in the forest.
And bears also live in the Jungle Book.
Yeah, Baloo does. Yeah, he's out of place. thanks for bringing that up. But the forest and the woods. Now, the woods are a little darker than the forest, right? The light is a little bit darker?
Well, the forest is, to me, the trees are alive. Like, there's greenery. They have actual leaves. And the woods, these are dead spooky trees.
What's the first thing that pops into your head when you think of the woods?
Scary stuff. Like
Winnie the Pooh going into the scary part of the forest is what...
Yes, okay.
That's literally what pops into my head.
He's in the forest.
100-acre wood.
And then when it gets scary, he's in the woods.
Are the woods...
Yes.
So the woods just have to be haunted. A haunted forest.
Or witches.
Well, I would say witches in a... That makes it haunted. Would you not... Well, you have to be a ghost
I get what
to be haunted?
No, I mean,
yes. You can't haunt as an alive thing.
Even if you're a witch?
Yeah.
A witch can't haunt something? Well, a wicked old witch?
They don't haunt because they're alive.
Yeah, thank
really?
You.
Really?
Yes. People can be afraid and think there is something haunting the woods.
She may hang out in a haunted place because she likes the aura.
But she's not the reason
she's
it's haunted.
She's not the reason it's haunted.
Because she's alive.
Unless she killed some things,
haunting,
in then case she is the reason, because they're haunting it.
Haunting is literally only for dead things.
Correct.
To
yes.
Haunt.
They come really? Back and haunt something. You have to come back to haunt it.
You have to go somewhere to come back.
Yeah.
And that somewhere is be dead.
I mean, the definition of haunting is...
You got to be dead.
A ghost manifesting itself at a place regularly.
Okay. That's fair. When I look at haunted, you know, frequented by a ghost, I see that definition now.
I like frequented.
Right. It's like, it can't be a one-time thing. It's not really haunted if there was like a ghost.
And I don't live here. I just visit frequently.
Right. But the second definition is having or showing signs of mental anguish or torment. And
yeah,
that's where I'm like, a witch fits that bill.
But it...
That's just like...
But that's number two.
Yeah, that's just like a kind of... expression of the first, like you're haunted by memories of your past
because
it's expressed by the ghost visualization.
And you wouldn't say a happy ghost is haunting. They have to be an upset ghost. If a ghost is,
it's got to have the anguish.
If it's Casper's not haunting anything.
That's
Casper's
true.
Hanging out with you watching Netflix.
And he, that's right. That's
but
true.
The woods are haunted. They
yes.
can be. They're a.
Are there woods that aren't?
Yes.
Spooky.
There's woods that aren't haunted, yeah.
But they're all spooky. They're all scary.
They're all spooky. Yeah.
So that's the difference. So if a forest...
Honestly, I don't know how there's any green in a... There's not. Because the canopy blocks all the green, so everything underneath it is really dark and scary.
So question. Because I've gone camping,
it's where
and I've had a...
the woozles live.
...blast in the...
and the humphalums.
The woozles.
I've had a blast in the day. Mm-hmm. You know, we're out playing and make a campfire. You cook a lunch. And then at night... Does that forest possibly
turn
into the woods?
Yes, a forest can become the woods.
And then back into the... Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Whew, man. And then we need a... Okay.
Yeah, and then the jungles... I mean, the tigers and tigers.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
All right, Thomas from the... It's good to know that we're helping people. Ponds, lakes, figured that out, and we nailed the woods, forest, and jungle.
And I also learned about haunting.
What haunting means. Yeah. Thomas from the website, is it acceptable for a man to sit down to pee rather than standing up? Not out of necessity, but merely due to preference. Do the standers not know what they are missing, or are the sitters the real psychopaths?
Thomas, I am so glad that this question is being brought up here, because it is 100% acceptable to sit down to pee. I am tired of the macho masculinity of, like, because I can stand to pee, I must stand every single time.
Wasn't there, like, lyrics and songs making fun of someone?
You're like, what do you sit down to pee? Like, yeah, I do. I relax.
Okay.
I have some me time while I'm taking a whiz.
This year, and I would say that not just, you know, the months of the calendar, but this past 12 months, I can think of two, maybe three times I've stood to pee outside of a urinal.
Right.
Of course. I don't sit to pee at a urinal.
That's difficult.
Right. That is very difficult to sit and pee at a urinal.
Not impossible.
Not impossible. King Ken taught me that.
You got to go forward facing.
But you got to straddle the urinal. You got to hold onto the pipe at the top because you will fall.
You can't be facing out.
No. That's a problem. But I am a proud sitter.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, because you guys are aware. Like, I sit to pee every single time. Why would you ever not?
Mike perfectly summarized my thoughts. You guys both nailed it. The reality is, just because you can doesn't mean you have to.
Yes.
Now, in the woods, I stand.
Yeah. Yes.
You don't want to be sitting in the woods.
I would recommend a strong stand in the woods.
Right. Power stance.
Yes, full power stance.
Yeah, and one leg slightly back.
You might need
back,
to be rotating to keep an eye on everything.
Knees a little bent, ready to move.
You might need to be spinning around.
This could turn into the woods any minute.
Any minute. But no, I'm happy to sit. Happy to sit.
There's nothing wrong with it.
In a lot of ways, it's more work to stand, because not only the standing, but like lifting the seat. And
Look,
I don't want to touch the seat. I don't want to touch the underneath of the seat to lift it and then have to put it back down. That's nasty.
The dribbles, the splashes. If you're telling me you have 100% success rate of never spraying outside of the water area of the toilet, you are a bold-faced liar.
No, I mean, even...
Ain't no cleaning. I'm not grabbing...
Even army snipers miss a few shots.
Right. Mean, well said, Andy.
I got nothing to clean up after I take a sit-down wee.
Not to minimize, it is great to be able to stand.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a cool feature. Like, if you are in a public restroom and you notice the seat's not really made for sitting.
If that's an option on a menu, I'm checking that box.
Have you ever seen a seat that's so bad that you're like, I might as well just pee on the seat?
I will say that
I'm not hurting this situation if I do it.
I have been in restrooms that are usually the ones that don't even have the water toilets, you know, like at a rest stop where it's just like anything goes.
There's nothing I could do in here that's going to make it
worse. I'm not touching anything in here. So if that hurts, you know.
You actually put the little cozies over your shoes before you go into those ones, right?
Sometimes there's so much on the floor. I'm 6 to 8 yards away when I got to take the pee. So, you know, I'm just adding to, you know, the mess.
You're back against the door.
That's right.
He's just opening the front door and going. That's right.
Well, they call this the bathroom.
All right. It's time to draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
Oh, man.
This is a hard one for me. And I know, like, food drafts are usually my forte, my specialty.
Why don't you tell the people what we're doing?
But we're drafting overrated foods. And I've got a problem here, fellas. I love most foods. You know what I mean? Like, I'm what you call a not picky eater. I just love food, and I can appreciate all of them. Now, I was able to come up with a list of things that I do think are overrated, some of which I still enjoy. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't mean just because it's overrated that it's a terrible food. Some of which are the worst and do not belong for human consumption.
Mm-hmm. Some foods have too much hype.
Yeah.
Some foods you feel a social pressure to adore,
and they
don't live up to it.
Right. So I'm going to take – I've got the 101 here.
And you do.
I don't think this is the greatest draft to have the first pick in, but when I think of overrated foods, and I've got to be honest with myself here because I pretend to love this. I absolutely pretend to love this. I've ordered it. I've spent a lot of money on it.
Yeah.
And I've really enjoyed it because I do love butter. And butter is delicious.
Oh, it's on my list.
It's a good pick.
But lobster is like, not. It's first of all, it's like the most expensive. You're getting market price. Just give me the crab legs that actually have flavor and are delicious. Like, lobster to me is overrated. And I have enjoyed a lobster, but it's supposed to be the best as seen by the price. You know what I mean? The price of lobster says
often it's not even a listed price.
Right.
It is simply
market
price.
Yeah.
I got into trouble once on that. That was as a kid. This was a prom date. So we went to a fancy steakhouse.
Oh, yeah.
And it said MKT, and I did not know what that meant. I had no idea.
Mortal Kombat tournament.
I mean, I just was like, okay, lobster is supposed to be great. I'm going to get the lobster.
Mm.
And that lobster was like $200.
They're having you saying, what?
Yeah. Yeah. I was,
Did you have the means?
I did. I had the means to take care of it.
Because that would have been real bad.
But I had the sweat when the bill came to... I was still... thankfully, my parents
had
the means.
Here's my get-out-of-jail-free card.
Because, I wasn't really...
Wait, your parents were there?
No, they weren't there. But they funded my life at that point.
All right.
Yeah, he brought him on prom. No, lobster's a great pick because it has everything that you need. The public says it's the best. You pay for it. Paying a lot of money for food that you're kind of like, that's not a good experience. So I think lobster, I find crab meat to be 10 times better than lobster.
Crab meat's delicious.
It's awesome. Well, that's interesting then, because I'm not, I have some picks here that I think I can get later.
The best part of this draft is we are simply making lots of people mad.
Oh, yeah.
The lovers of these foods.
Yes.
Yeah. But we're also,
see, here's the thing.
Speaking the truth
some
out
people,
there,
yeah.
I think people who are out there and love lobster still understand. They're like,
yeah, you're right. I get it.
It's overrated. I love it. It's overrated.
I guess I'm going to follow in your footsteps here with another seafood because it fits the bill. It's ooh, and it's oysters.
I was hoping that came back to
oysters
me.
Oysters are stupid. You eat them stupidly. They don't taste good, and you pay a lot of money for them.
You suck snot out of a shell. Pretend it's good, but here's the best part to me is like
you get to pay for
it. It's all about the flavor, but everybody just pours Tabasco on top of it. So it's like
they do.
Oh yeah, that's super common when you're eating an oyster. You just douse it in Tabasco, and then you eat the oyster.
To burn the flavor off
of
the oyster?
Exactly. To try to distract you from the fact that you're slurping up snot.
So I'm going oysters.
I can't say if they're overrated because I have never eaten an oyster.
Well, I don't recommend it.
Look, it's not on my list of things to do. It's not on my bucket list.
Here's what we should do. We should find out if Al actually likes the foods we're talking about. Are you on board with lobster or oysters, Al?
I do not eat any seafood.
All right.
When he says he does not eat any seafood, let me let you in. I don't believe he has ever had, literally ever, anything from the sea. Is that true or false?
I was tricked into eating calamari once. I was told it was an onion ring.
Mm. Oh, okay.
But so outside of
calamari's
one trick,
all right.
You have literally not eaten anything from the water.
You've never
had a
fish and chips bowl, so like a basket.
Correct.
Which is foolish because there is wonder to be had under
the
sea.
Yeah, that's fair.
I had the rule. I had the 2-4 leg rule for a while in my life.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'll eat some stuff out of the ocean.
You've really grown up.
Well, I eat sashimi now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, you've got two picks.
All right.
I'm excited because your food takes are always, let's put it this way, interesting.
Yeah.
He's like chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, never.
And ice cream.
Never. Ice cream could be put on that list, but it's not on there. The first thing I'm going to go with, though, very overrated, and people This one's tough, so I'll need an official ruling on this because it's not a particular food
category.
It is pumpkin flavoring.
That's fine.
Okay. Because
that's totally fine.
Everyone loses their freaking mind for pumpkin flavor, and we need to pumpkin flavor. And it's not that it's bad.
And it's always pumpkin spice.
Oh yeah, because I believe it's not pumpkin. It's like the taste of fall. It's the spice you put on to pumpkin pie or something like that is what I've been told. But people lose their minds for it every single year, and we need to pumpkin spice everything. So it's overrated.
Do you like any pumpkin flavored?
Yeah.
Do you like pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie is fine.
Pumpkin pie is delicious.
But you don't need to make your cereal and your coffee and your ice cream and your... I got you.
So on my list, I have specifically pumpkin spice latte because... People go nuts for that. And it's like,
that's involved.
What? It's not even as good as a regular latte.
People are really not to be trusted.
In general.
I mean, the McRib. People go crazy for the McRib.
Watch your mouth.
The McRib.
Watch what you say, gentlemen.
Hot garbage. Get out of here with the McRib. Well, it's not my pick because I don't need it. Everyone knows that it's garbage.
People
sometimes garbage is delicious.
If it was on the menu all the time, you'd never eat them.
Exactly.
100% true.
It's a trick.
So the scarcity of pumpkin spice is what gets you.
Yeah.
It's this time of year I can get. It's like peppermint flavored stuff, which is great around Christmas.
But you know what a McRib is? Like it has to be that over
it's
the
a McHamster.
Over the year, they build up such a large amount of waste, of meat waste.
How can we mold this to look like ribs?
This can't even go into the chicken nuggets. It's just a new thing. They stockpile it, and then they're like, it's time. We're running out of space. Unleash the McRib.
Yeah, it is good. You're right.
Mike, you have another pick on top of pumpkin spiced.
Oh, man. I have the picks that will upset people.
And oh, certainly. I'm sure. I'm ready for this.
I need you to take something that's not on my list. I only have 10 things here, and so far everything's been on my list.
I have far less than 10. I can take... I don't think anything remaining on my list is actually going to be taken, but I'll just go with... Rice Krispie Treats. Rice Krispie Treats.
Well. You're right. You will alienate the world on your draft.
Rice Krispie Treats are overrated because... I could go the rest of my life and never eat a Rice Krispie treat. Now, we'll say we recently made I can't even think of the cereal. Lucky Charms. We did a Lucky Charms marshmallow treat. It was pretty good. But a Rice Krispie treat is an absolute waste of calories. My dessert takes are well known that people don't like them, but there are other desserts that are actually good. Why would you ever eat a Rice Krispie treat?
I can half get on board here because a generic, simple, normal Rice Krispie treat, it's not good enough. It's sticky to touch. Yada yada.
Yeah.
But when you make there are some outstanding Rice Krispie treats that have the right mixture and texture, and it's soft and blah, oh yeah.
But here's the thing: when you are going in for a new Rice Krispie treat, you don't know.
Well, no, like there's a place here in the valley, Andy
but
knows what I'm talking about.
There was a time where you didn't know that it was going to be one of your favorite
Rice
Krispie treats.
And thank goodness I made the plunge.
That's it, but you were wasting calories.
I don't think that'll be a very popular pick. People love Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah, but they're overrated.
You know what's overrated? My second pick.
I agree. Your pick is going to be totally overrated.
There you go. Snot was my first pick, right? Oysters.
Are you going to go with boogers?
No, I'm going with sweat, which is another way of saying my second pick is coconut water. Plain coconut water is the equivalent of drinking sweat.
Okay.
Now, you can flavor it.
Oh, I'm with the take.
If you doll it up with pineapple-flavored coconut water, that's fine. But plain coconut water, people are attracted to it because they think it's the healthiest thing on earth. It's coconuts. It's on an island. Ooh, yeah. I love this sweat.
I'm on vacation.
Yeah, I'm on vacation when I drink this. And then they take the first sip and they go, oh, gosh.
I need to get back to work.
I paid too much for this. I have to drink the rest of it.
I've always thought that people pretend to like coconut water.
Oh, they must.
The people that say like, oh, no, this one's great. And then I try it and I'm like, I hate you. I hate you for this.
But how many people pretend they like coconut water?
Oh, it's popular.
You know, I will say this. I think its popularity was several years ago. Because now, trends and fads, they change quickly. I haven't seen the coconut water rush recently, but a couple years ago, everyone was trying to peddle me that garbage water.
It tastes like drinking sweat. Like, I get it. It might be good
it's
for
like
you.
Dirty water. Like, yeah. What's wrong with this water?
Yeah. So I'm going with coconut water.
It's super healthy. Water's healthy, and water tastes great. All right. So I support your pick.
All right.
Your next one will be overrated.
Thank you.
All right, so I've got two picks here. I really wanted oysters, but I'm going to hop right into one that just pisses me off. I mean, it's just the worst. Kale. Kale is awful.
But kale, who likes kale?
No. Kale's hyped up, man, as a health superfood. Kale goes in my smoothies. Kale goes in my salads. People search out for kale because it's supposed to be the healthiest of all the awful things to eat.
But is it?
I don't care. I've tasted it. I've had the texture. I've had the flavor. It's disgusting. Kale is raised up to be this great thing to add to your diet. It's not. Because
I like a good kale salad.
You need...
Look, you don't. You're lying.
No, I do. We get a lemon vinaigrette on there. Oof.
I bet you would good sub stuff. That kale out for a variety of other greens if you had the choice. You wouldn't opt into kale.
I just opted into a kale salad the other day.
Well, you just said you love kale and hate Rice Krispie treats. So that's where we're at.
I'm going to stick with my opinions over here.
Spinach is legit.
Spinach is fine. Yeah. They're all fine.
Spinach, when you grew up, spinach was vilified as being like the grossest food. But I think cooked spinach is pretty gross.
Cooked spinach is nasty.
Yeah.
They needed an entire cartoon to get kids to eat spinach.
Right.
Like that was the entire point of Popeye.
Yeah.
And then everyone got E. coli and we stopped eating spinach.
Yeah, fair enough. You've got lobster and kale, which honestly, I don't know how you lose this draft with those two. Those are both very overrated.
All right.
Dumb pick.
Yeah. Well, I've got one pick on here that is, I've got two that will be absolutely
controversial.
Hated. I don't know if I'll get to them or not.
Because I want to win.
Yeah, I do enjoy winning. So I'm going to stick with winning. And I'm going to take something that I've never tried before. I've never had. And you say,
but
well,
it's overrated?
Jason, how do you know it's overrated? It's impossible to not be overrated. 100% impossible.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
No matter how good it is. If it's the best thing I've ever had in my life, still overrated. Caviar. Because caviar is thousands of dollars for like a little ounce. There's no way.
Who's eating these things? Who's eating caviar?
But the thing is it's lifted to this place in its pricing structure that says it's the best thing in the world. So when I talk about overrated, its rating, its score of what it's supposed to be has to be the best food in the world.
You would do really well on the like worst things my butler does draft.
Andy, have you ever eaten caviar?
I have not.
Owl, have you ever had caviar?
No, sir.
Yeah, you want to know why?
I have never had caviar.
Let me tell you why.
Not rich enough.
Because you wouldn't spend thousands of dollars on a bite of a cracker. That's nonsense. There's no way it's not overrated.
It's a fair pick. Just so, based on lore.
I just don't know anyone who's
I know,
ever
I've never had it.
Oh, you don't hang around billionaires? Oh, that's you gotta hang out with Brooks more often.
All right, it's back to me.
That is correct.
Everything from Starbucks. That's my pick.
Oh, I love it. I love this
everything
pick.
From Starbucks.
Ooh. Oh, you're gonna
overrated. I'm not on board with the cultish nature of coffee shops sometimes. Now, Dutch Brothers people, they fall into this category too. I don't know if that's a big chain or it's just out here, but I'm not gonna wait in line for 45 minutes to get my overpriced coffee that I can make better at home. So everything from Starbucks is overrated because you're paying too much money and you're getting too little.
I love this pick so much, and I love that I didn't pick it because this is jumping into the fire.
Oh, I'm a dead man.
This is taking the little...
How dare you offend my venti double mocha latte?
Yeah, you just took the pin out of the grenade, and then you put that grenade in your pocket.
Yeah, I did.
It's coming. As soon as this show comes out, you're going to get the business. But you're 100% right. They're all overrated, and they're...
It's fine. Starbucks
it's
is fine.
It's coffee. It's like a sandwich that they microwave for breakfast. And it's like, oh, have you had their focaccia?
Their breakfast sandwiches, they're good.
Yeah, they're good.
When you defrost them from their frozen imported whatever they are.
They're good, but yeah, I mean, I guess I would say it is overrated, but I drink like I think I'm trying to think of the brand of coffee that I make. I'm like Kirkland. I don't know. I drink the most generic grocery brand coffee, and it's because all coffee.
You should join a coffee cult.
Coffee,
you got to try
the same.
It. Yeah,
it all tastes the same. All right, so I'm up. I get to close out my pick. You have inspired me, Andy.
Uh-oh.
You have taken a group of, you went all Starbucks. I will take Thanksgiving because the holiday sucks. The food sucks. Everything about Thanksgiving sucks. I have to hang out with people I don't want to hang out with.
Mike may hit an all-time low on this one.
And I will
now, that's
be
Thanksgiving
happy.
Foods,
Thanksgiving
right?
Thanksgiving foods, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that is on brand.
That is on brand.
If he can draft people for his final pick, then we are good.
I have eaten all the Thanksgiving food. I have had the, quote, good versions of it. Everyone, but if you don't like it, you haven't had mine. Yes, I have, because they all suck. Thanksgiving food is factually bad and very overrated, and I can live my whole life and never, ever eat Thanksgiving again.
All right. You got one more horrible pick.
Let's just finish this off. I'm going.
I can't wait to see what this is.
Oh, he's ready to lean in.
I'm going for a full 0% in the polls.
Pumpkin spice Rice Krispie treats Thanksgiving foods. Continue.
Overrated food. And now this food, I like it. And I'm on here of like when we're talking about ice cream. This is my flavor of choice.
Okay.
But you know what is overrated? Chocolate. Chocolate is very overrated. Number one, white chocolate sucks.
He just picked chocolate.
Milk chocolate sucks. Dark chocolate is pretty good, but the way that this nation in the world looks at chocolate, which by the way, chocolate is
awesome.
Chocolate tastes bad. You have to add like thousands of grams of sugar to actually make it taste
good. This guy, man.
If he had another pick, he'd pick sugar.
This guy owns part of our company, Jason.
So I am taking chocolate as a very overrated food.
Oh,
it might
my
be the
gosh.
Number one, and I knew that it would come to be as my last pick.
It's so good. It's so good that you are where you were on the draft.
All right,
too.
So what is his entire team here?
Pumpkin spice things, which people adore.
Yeah, that's
they
overrated.
They flock to it. Rice Krispie treats. Mm.
Delicious.
Thanksgiving foods.
Wonderful.
Chocolate.
Awesome. All right. Yes.
And Mike is fueled by the hate.
Send your hate to me.
All right. I have oysters, coconut water, and Starbucks, and I have a controversial, hilarious final pick. I know Jason will win this draft.
I might throw it with my next pick. We'll find out.
I'm going to take something that will shock you. But we're talking about overrated foods. We're talking about taste. We're talking about taste here, people.
Okay.
I am drafting alcohol.
Okay.
I am taking alcohol because I get it. I know why people drink alcohol.
Well, yeah, you don't. It's not
but
for
you
the
don't
taste.
Drink it for the taste.
Correct.
And you pay a lot of money for it. And you do buy a lot of, there are a lot of drinks that are made for the taste. But the actual alcohol.
It is really funny how much of alcohol is a quote unquote acquired taste. Which what
you
does that mean?
You shouldn't have to say that
it
so
means
much.
That, like I like wine. I enjoy a glass of wine. But of course, when I first tried my first glass of red wine, it was disgusting because it's gross. It's fermented, dead, rotting grape juice.
I get it. But if you wanted to like. Double pocket grenade, you should have just gone with beer. Like
I could have
going with the whole category.
You know what? You're right.
But when you get the craft brew people and the beer snobs here,
I'll let you pivot.
No, I'm not going to pivot. I don't want to score under Mike's 1% somehow.
I'm going for negative.
But
it's impossible, but I'm going for
but
it.
But I'm not a big beer fan. Like I
yeah.
The best part of all of our tours and trips is when I have to smile and drink some beer somebody bought me and go,
All right. I have been inspired by you two gentlemen. I've been inspired by you guys.
This is one of the worst drafts we've ever done.
To show my true colors.
Yes.
To be bold and
be yourself.
Be who I am, even when it is against public opinion.
Because he knows he's got this thing won without this pick.
Mm-hmm. Probably weighs in a little. But, here's the thing. if you want to talk overrated,
very very heroic for your last pick for you to finally show your true colors.
Yeah. You know, caviar. This is overrated, and don't hear what I'm not saying. It's delicious. It's good.
Okay.
But it is very overrated because it's at the near the bottom of the list of this category. Chicago deep dish pizza.
Okay.
Chicago deep dish pizza. I mean
it's great.
People are going to
hate it. It's awesome. It's great.
It's great.
I love deep
dish. But it is overrated. Some of those deep dish pizzas are so, it's like eating a brick of cheese. There's too much in it. Whereas I love Chicago style thin crust pizzas. I love Chicago hand toss pizzas. I mean, I still like a Chicago deep dish, but it's overrated because it's made out to be that, like when we went to Chicago for our, when we were on a live tour for our show and we go to Chicago, it was all about everything. We did you try the Chicago deep dish pizza, the real authentic Chicago? Like we literally, while we were there, we went to like three different places out of our way just to try all the different deep dish pizzas.
They were all very good.
They were all very good.
Very good.
They were all good. They were not something so special that a city should be lifted up, and when we go there, we have to have that thing. I thought it was overrated.
It's, yeah, I can get it.
It's not the best of the pizza world.
I never know. Like people ask, "What do you deep dish or thin?" Like I
deep
never,
dish is great.
I never know, but I understand
Giordano's.
It because it's a, it's the pride of the city. It's so. Would you not say the same exact thing about New York pizza?
As far as being overrated,
yeah. Because it's like, are you?
Yeah, it's probably overrated.
You know what's funny is New York pizza is more, quote unquote, pizza to me than deep dishes. Deep dish is more of a dish.
Yeah, it's like a lasagna with
like a
crust.
Deep dish,
like a deep dish. Yes. All right, this draft, somebody has to win it, so it'll probably be Jason.
Nope. I will with when I hit my 0%.
That's you winning.
That's a win.
All right.
What did we learn today?
I learned that it requires death to be a haunting. I did not know that. I thought it was just scary. That is not haunted.
Well, that's not all you learned. You learned how to spell hamster.
How did you say that?
Hamster.
But people say hamster. People say it with the P. They don't say hamster.
They don't do it on purpose.
But everybody says hamster.
I learned I want to raise my kids in the 80s and 90s, apparently.
And this is not something I learned, but I hope it's a lesson that we taught to the world, that men, you are not less of a man because you sit down to pee.
I hope you learned that today.
Teaching the world important lessons on forests and woods and jungles.
I also got some more stuff on my overrated food.
Oh, I'm sure. Happiness, puppies.
Set the world
I've
on
got
fire.
It all.
Thank you for listening, everyone. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.